USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is scrambling to find the capacity for the nearly 14,000 illegal immigrants in federal custody from the recent surge at the southern border. That includes more than 5,000 unaccompanied children in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody. Senator Marsha Blackburn says numbers like that prove that the border situation is out of control. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that criminal elements are making the situation worse by taking advantage of the confusion.
You have international drug cartels, human trafficking, sex trafficking cartels, and where are they all coming to work? The northern part of Mexico, just south of the U.S. border. And for the drug and human and sex trafficking, this is out of control. So no, they do not have this border under control, and there are steps they need to take immediately to get it back under control.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The brother of one of the Atlanta mass shooting victims is outraged over the mainstream media's coverage of the incident. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
John Michaels lost his brother Paul in Tuesday's shooting. The 54-year-old died along with seven others, but he was one of just two victims who were not Asian. The mainstream media's focus on the shooting as an anti-Asian hate crime angers John.
This is the drive-by media creating a narrative that is not correct. I wish they would stop, think about what they're doing, and quit stroking racial division in this country.
Police say the victim claims his sex addiction was the motivating factor. Michaels on Newsmax TV Friday night blames, in his words, the morons in the media for missing the real story.
The porn issue is an epidemic in this country. If you look at the numbers, and especially during the lockdown, the pandemic, it is in a very, very intense epidemic, and it destroys the basic dignity of the human person.
Michaels adds that he also dealt with a porn addiction, but he overcame it with his faith, and he hopes the shooting suspect, Robert Aaron Long, can do the same. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Heavy rains have been wreaking havoc in Australia, with one area seeing flooding after water overflowed a dam. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Flooding in Australia's New South Wales is getting worse as Sydney's Werribee Dam has overflowed. The weather also caused a mini tornado that left thousands in the dark in Chester Hill. Farther north, along the coast in West Taree, video captured a house as it was swept away. Meteorologists issued major flood warnings across western Sydney. The government said the weather has also impacted the COVID-19 vaccine delivery. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A Cubs minor league player has been arrested and is facing multiple drug charges after 21 pounds of methamphetamine were found in his duffel bag. Jesus Camargo Corrales was arrested in Colorado after police found the meth and a pound of oxycodone in his bag. The 25-year-old pitcher first signed a minor league contract with the Cubs in 2014 and had been assigned to the High-A South Bend Cubs. And for the first time, an NCAA tournament game has been canceled by COVID protocols. Saturday night's Oregon versus VCU matchup was declared a no contest after the Rams had multiple positive COVID tests over the last 48 hours. Since arriving in Indianapolis, where the entire tournament is being held, teams have been tested daily for the virus. The Ducks now move on to the second round to face the second-seeded Iowa Hawkeyes. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.